Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout, our intrepid team have managed to find themselves in Vault 95, following the blood trail of a mysterious woman, and they managed to successfully navigate a tripwire-laden hallway, and have found themselves outside of the main atrium of the vault. Our nurse handy unit, Cartman himself, decided just to wander into this atrium without even looking, as the doors were wide open and they can all see inside. However, there he goes, into the atrium, which is a wide, sort of barren area. All it is, it's a big mess. There's barriers set up, there's benches all over the place, there's vault suits with skeletons in it. Obviously some sort of big fight happened here a long, long time ago, and the remains of this is just strewn across the atrium. But there's also three units wandering around. Well, three Protectron robots and... sorry, two Protectron robots and one turret at the back end of the atrium. Carmen's nurse handy unit wandered straight in without looking, and all three of them aimed at him all at once. And we'll take it from here. So, how are we all feeling about this?
Yeah,
is there anything else that we want to say in the previously on before we continue?
Nope, I think we're good.
Alright, fantastic.
Just so, that we're that Billy Bob Firewater has shit his pants at the sight of what is going on in the other room. Now, I don't know if the smell has reached everybody else yet, but it will soon. And that's it.
That's a real deadly threat.
Alright, so all you hear is a cacophony of weird laser noises and the minigun going off at a rather alarming rate. You hear the clanging of metal and laser against each other, and it looks like only one of them actually managed to hit the nurse handy unit. And that is the machine gun turret at the end of the hallway. Those Protectron unit robots, basically fridges with arms Protectron and legs, weird laser claws. Energy. But all they've done is miss wildly.
Can I get a chance to dodge?
Can you get a chance to dodge? That's a good question. Should I let them have a chance to dodge people?
The minigun is quite far away.
He's walking to it blindly.
It's quite far away. You didn't walk in without
looking.
Dive
out of the way majestically as a robot.
How nimble is a Miss Handy in it?
See, I think I should be allowed to roll it, because I am not nimble at all.
The machine gun did get two successes in its roll, though. So I think that we're going to have to say it's definitely hit. It hits you for 7 physical damage. Have you got any damage negation here? You do. You've got some damage negation, so let's see where it hits you. It hits you right dead center mass. You've got a physical damage reduction of 2, so it only hits you for 5 physical damage. However, that is a crippling hit. So what does that mean? Torso crippling hits. I think that's going to be a leak that you've sprung. Normally it's bleed, but you are a robot, so we're going to say that you're leaking some sort of essential oils.
Damn it.
Anyone smell peppermint? Lavender, perhaps?
I was about to say lavender. I was like, it smells like lavender and Epsom salt infusion.
Look like we need new robot again.
All right, and Cartman, can I get you to roll initiative? Nobody else?
Yes.
So you've got 11 initiative. Let's see what's these other units. So, Protectron's at 10. Turret, the one that hit you.
Can I have one question before we go on?
Yes.
So I got hit for 7 damage. Okay, so that puts me down to... because I got 5 damage for the resistance as well. Puts me down to 3 health.
Luckily, in this particular combat encounter, you've got the next move. However, outside of the doorway, all of the rest of the gang seem to be fairly safe.
Two things I want to ask. One, is there any bullets I missed that may have gone, you know, behind me already? Two, the bullet that hit me, wouldn't that would have, how do I say it, launch me back? That sort of velocity. So, did I maybe just launch into my crew after being shot?
The answer to both those questions is no. No bullets went outside the atrium, and you weren't pushed back by them.
Cool. So, now what?
I'd like to know what the rest of the gang think of this before we continue with the combat.
Suicide mode. Sorry, who said that?
I mean, we do need to locate the girl at some point or another. That is a concern. And the only way we can really search the rest of the building is by going through the atrium.
Alright, Cartman. Do you have a move you want to make here?
I kind of got a move. Just been kind of shot at. That's not good.
Where would you like to move to?
Is there any cover nearby?
There are some barriers set up. There's some like benches that have been flipped over, that kind of thing. There's also the doorway that you just came in.
Okay. How close am I to the robot then?
Alright, there are two robots walking around in the middle of the atrium, and the turret is at the back of the room at the stairs leading up to the administrator's.
Okay.
Or the overseer's office.
35 feet.
Is that to scale, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is a really wide open area.
Could max power peek in and take a shot at this thing?
That's a 100-foot body machine gun turret, though. Fuck me.
Max power, yeah. If you want to walk up to the doorway and peek in, you do a wee perception check. Do a wee perception check for me first before you do anything like that.
Okay, remind me again how to do this. It's been a hot minute.
Right. So, in your character sheet, I want you to do a perception. So that's one of your special skills against, give me perception against survival.
8 and 8, 2 successes.
Ah, yeah, excellent. So you rolled, your target was a 9, you rolled 2 8s, so 2 successes. Now you notice that despite walking in front of this atrium door and having a look in, it appears that none of the robots or the turret have even registered your existence.
Well, they're about to find out the max power way, aren't they?
They're kind of focusing on the robot. He's trying to duck for cover and making a bit of a fool of himself.
Well, that's why I'd like to take a shot at the turret with the hunting rifle if I can, or take a shot at something.
Considering all that Max Power has done in the last few episodes, with you not being here, Josh, I'd say the Max Power way has not been that great. I hate to break the news to you.
That's okay. But we're going to continue with the Max Power way. So
he's all of a sudden the cough has been healed and he's feeling a lot better now.
Before you make your decision with that perception success, you have surmised that you're safe because you're on this side of the door. And the robots haven't attacked you because you haven't crossed the threshold.
Do we all have the range to just attack them from the side of the doorway?
Well, you'd have hammer.
Yeah, I'd like to take a shot at the robot right to the northeast here.
Whoa.
Just to take that
whoa,
one out.
Whoa, there, cowboy. Hey. I think we need to take a second, relax, and think out our next move before we start popping shots off.
Gertrude Hammer?
So given the information that our mercenary has found out, Carmen, you still haven't made a move with the... Where is it that you want to move the robot to? Well, what cover do you want to use?
The robot itself. I am half tempted just to go into mini mode and just charge the robot. Because then wouldn't the robot then protect me from the machine gun turret? You see my logic?
Would you perhaps like to attempt hiding on the other side of the doorway?
Careful, his brain's going to burn out.
Am I going to have to really spell this out to you?
Yeah.
Cameron, I'm trying to tell everybody that the robots aren't attacking them because they are on the other side of the doorway.
Yeah, but I've already crossed the threshold. I haven't realised.
It's too late for him, he's too stupid.
Cartman, there isn't a force field behind you blocking you from going back over the threshold.
Okay, they're not going to follow you.
Should I jump back behind the door then?
Or... No.
So you're saying if we cross the threshold, these robots will attack us?
That has very much been implied, yes, John.
Okay, well, why can't Max Power take out the robot just ahead of me?
Because it's currently Cartman's turn. We need to wait for that.
Well, after, yeah.
Okay, so can I then roll? Okay, can I jump back behind the door then? I thought I got shot behind.
The nurse handy unit moves back toward towards the back of the doorway.
Matt, add that in the actual thing.
I will.
And surprisingly enough, this combat encounter that Cartman was in himself is now ended.
Can Gertrude go and push you back again?
No. Not again.
Whoa, big girl. Whoa. We may need him. But I do know a solution of something we may not possibly need. And that's where I show Snufflepuff.
You want to kill your dog?
No. Hey, Snufflepuff is a lot tougher than you think. All right?
Why would we be throwing your dog in the room?
I'm not throwing the dog around. I'm going to have her go and investigate. See if maybe we want to kind of confirm our theory that if we cross the threshold, they attack. She's real fast. She can run right back. But if we just have her cross the threshold, she's more likely to survive than any of us.
Why don't we just shoot them?
What if we may not have to? You want to blow them up?
Cat? Whilst they're discussing this, can I go around and start knocking on the walls to see if I can find an adjacent room to try and knock through to?
Yeah, you can. Alright, you go to the wall on the right-hand side of the doorway. You start hammering away at it with your frying pan or with your fists, whatever it is. I think you establish that, no, this is a very solid metal and rock partition, and there's no way that you're getting through it.
Damn it.
Cool. Big girl, this defeats the purpose of what the hell I was going to do with Snufflepuff for anyway. There may be more people in the vault, possibly not just robots. And here we are. I didn't want to have a gunfight and alert everybody, but nope, here comes Big Girl. Just go on slamming on the wall saying, here we are!
I mean, if they were going to be lit by guns, the whole railgun thing the turret just did might have done it.
But it stopped. They may have thought it may be in a rat roach or something. If they just hear a bunch of gunfire go off with all of us starting to attack, then they'll know they're under attack.
If you really think Snufflepuff or whatever the hell that dog is called, I cannot remember.
It is Snufflepuff, and I expect you to show her some respect.
Jerky man, you seem to forget. Door make a lot of noise when open.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, if you want really to want to throw
dog,
caution to the wind,
to stop you,
ghosty man. I like your idea. You shoot,
Cap. Very quickly before we carry on, can I ask two things?
Go for it.
So, firstly, after being shot, I'm finally realizing that safety is just behind a simple line. Can my character just walk up to Winnigan and tap her and just sound very distorted and bad robot voice? Repair me. Because, you know, I kind of got free health and would like something to do about that.
Yeah.
and, you know, as I'm being repaired, are there
Carmen,
any, like...
Carmen J is an actual person here, you know that.
Excuse you, I have individuality. I can make choices.
Yeah.
Oh. How dare you?
Oh, okay. So in that case, I'm just going to go back to the robots and just try to...
No, no, god damn it.
I mean, that'd be robot number 3, right?
Winnigan is strongly considering just leaving him at this point. There's not been a good track record with Mr. Handy's being very handy.
Yeah.
But she will explain
funny that.
The... Yeah. Unfortunately. But,
Why
yeah,
hasn't the robot scanned the room yet?
Yeah, I have a robot repair kit, because we can already see the room. Yeah. I'm going to use up a robot repair kit on Cartman.
Josh, just shoot the damn robot already.
Yeah.
While this is going on.
I am waiting for my turn.
Excellent.
I tell Snufflepuff to go into the atrium.
Jay, do an intelligence versus repair test.
Repair intelligence.
Yay.
Four successes, you know what? That's
holy shit.
That was a target of 12 and you managed to roll 2 ones. Snake eyes. That's the best of critical successes you could possibly get. So you know what? I'm just going to let you... That's happened. He's fully healed. Absolutely. No
he's
damage
got a
at all.
Jacuzzi feature
the best
now.
Heal that's
he
ever
has an
happened.
Espresso machine.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It can actually... It's not oils that he's licking now. He's making coffee for everyone.
How nice. Ooh, yeah, I'm not going to roll a good roll for the rest of the entire game now. That was
the best roll you've ever rolled, and you're never going to beat that.
God damn, is this a mocha shake? Fuck, win again. It's fucking awesome.
Yes, I'm quite the talent. Anyhow, can someone please do something?
Yes, Cap, can I go?
Shoot the damn thing.
I already sent the dog in.
I'm just enjoying the discussion.
You know what? Let him send the dog in. I don't think any of us have too much emotional attachment to it at this point.
Cap, very quickly, before they send the dog in, is there any like computer screens nearby, like panels, anything like that? Any sort of electronics?
No.
So it literally just a corridor and on the other side of a robot.
It is an incredibly simple puzzle that we are taking far too long to do.
I mean, there's plenty of options you can go with. Can I stand behind... Cher's right, that doesn't add
difficult. Can I stand behind Max Power, please?
Okay, yep, you stand behind Max Power, and Max Power is still pointing his gun, desperately asking anyone who'll listen to him,
that's great.
Can I please shoot?
Yeah, that's great. Can I push...
Oh, at this point, I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to fire. Where's the dog going? Let's get there.
All right, so have you fired? Just...
I thought the dog went in.
The dog did go in, but Cap is asking you if you fired before the dog went in.
No. I'm waiting for the dog to go in and come back and then fire.
Okay.
Excellent, right. Excellent. Thank you for putting the dog on screen.
That should have looked different. Hang on. Ah, that's no, why. No, that's I put the correct. Wrong one on. No, trust me.
You know, given the size of the dog, I'm actually going to roll a couple of perception checks for these robots to see if they actually see him.
Extra large. Shrink.
Do you want me to kind of like, I don't know, like roll for him or anything?
Yeah, I'm going to make the robots roll, don't worry. It's not you that needs to roll. So I'm going to see if they actually see the doggo. Because he's so
small.
They're
going to turn into fucking mincemeat.
A very tiny amount of mincemeat.
It's just going to get evaporated.
Oh no, it's the baby all over again. Not again.
Fuck's sake, shot a baby, now we shot a dog.
Vietnam flashback.
Hey, those are real. Let's
see if that works.
We've progressed from shotguns to mini turrets, at least.
All right. Unfortunately, it looks like one of the Protectrons did see the dog. The Protectron is about to fire on the doggo.
Okay, this is where Max Power fires.
Slumberpuff, get back! Slumberpuff, go!
This is where Max Power raises his gun and fires, because I'm going to try to save this little rat dog.
All right, brilliant. Give me a shot. Or whatever gun you want to use.
We're going to use the hunting rifle, since I am not allowed to attack things with the machete. 10 and 11, one success.
All right.
You are quite a far away from it. I would love to see you try to use the machete.
This is Max Power we're talking about here. Max Power is prone to fucking things up all the time, so why not just continue on with it until Max Power is no more?
Well, don't worry. That was a success. You don't have to worry about that, mate. because that's medium distance, I would say, and you weren't being
attacked. Go to the one right north here.
You weren't being attacked at the time, so it's not as if I'm going to put any extra difficulty on that. So roll the damage for me. All right, you do 6 physical damage with an effect of piercing 1, and you hit it in the head. You make a perfect headshot on this robot. That's pretty damn good.
Holy night. No, I'm just kidding.
So let's have a look at the Protectron stats for armor. This one disappeared on me there. Oh, they've actually got pretty high physical damage resistance.
But I shot him in the face.
You did shoot him in the face, and you shot him in the face for 7 physical damage. Unfortunately, he only takes 3 of that physical damage. Fuck. Because he's a big metal box.
Fair enough.
So yeah, you've done 3 points of damage, and the Protectrons are now looking at the doorway. At everyone outside the doorway now, it appears their targeting parameters have shifted. And everybody needs to roll initiative now.
You know, I was going to defend you when you said Max Power always fucks things up. but you fucked up a headshot. And I don't really know if I can defend that one. Like, I think that's pretty much just it. Like, that's enough said.
He didn't fuck up the headshot. He did hit the headshot. It's just, he hit a metal box with a metal bullet.
Did I at least scramble the brains of it to, like, make it disarray and have it possibly shoot the other one to the northeast of it?
Unfortunately, it wasn't a crippling hit. It was just a regular hit.
Well, so max power tried
damage at least. Off of that one. Okay, it looks like both the Protectrons are now looking towards the doorway, and the gun at the top of the hallway is revving up its gun again.
Can I protect Snufflepuff? Just Snufflepuff had time to run back into my arms.
Snufflepuff is still in the doorway. But don't you worry. You'll be able to make up the distance on your turn.
I'm going to be back here crying. Hope I have enough time.
Next on the block is Winnegan. You get to start.
So which one of these bozos is the one trying to shoot the dog? Is it the turret or it's him?
Well, it was the Protectron closest to the door, but it appears that they're now aware of more dangers. So you've got no idea who they're going to shoot next.
So I'm going to kind of like move up to the door and then peek my head out to take a shot. With the laser musket?
Winnegan! Billy Bob's wiping a tear from his eye. You're going to protect him. Protect Snufflepuff!
I took a shot to try to save the damn thing, and you're thanking her. No, I'm just kidding.
And you still fucked up the headshot. Like, I don't even know how to... That's it. I don't even know how to defend you, man. So you're on your own. All right.
Billy Bongwater, did I hit it?
If dog die, can we eat it?
It wouldn't be so much as a mouthful for you, Gertrude. We'll get you something better.
Go ahead, Winnie.
All right, excellent. So you take your laser musket, you get yourself a little bit of cover at the right-hand side of the doorway. Did you charge it up just the once, or did you use the...
Just the once, I think.
Excellent. So one round of ammo. Your target is 10, you rolled an 11 and a 6, so you get one success there. So you have hit the robot, the one that's closest to you. Roll damage for me.
Yep.
Alright, so you've done 5 damage, so that's 4 energy damage, piercing plus 1. Unfortunately, like we said before, these Protectrons have some serious armor on them. Doesn't have as much energy resistance as it does physical resistance. But what it
Hey Billy Bob. Look who did better. Oh, I'm just kidding.
So
you're dissing yourself, man. Like, that's... All right. I'll let you have that, Max, I guess, if you're going to diss yourself.
So that's burnt it for another 2 points of damage.
Okay.
All right. Who's next? It was... Oh, it's Cartman.
Oh, yay. So, first question. What is the maximum distance I can run in a turn?
Alright, what's the maximum distance you can run in a turn? Now, the distances are not specific in the rulebook. It just says short range, medium range, long range.
That's 45 foot.
Yeah, so you're talking like...
10, about 30, that's about 60 feet then.
I think you could probably make it to the first robot, which is sort of... I would say you can make it like a third of the way into the room. So think of it in three sections. If you can make it like a third of the way in.
My thought was I can maybe sort of dart into the room and sort of go around into this other room to the left that the monster guy was trying to get into. But that's too far away to run. I'll be too exposed. I'll be like, yeah. I'll be right out in front of all those three robots. They just already know me. I'm just going to dip out with a laser shot and try to shoot one of them. If I miss, I miss.
So you just sort of station yourself in the middle of the doorway and you take a shot at the robot that everybody else has been shooting. And yep, roll it for me. Alright, your target was 10, you rolled a 13 and an 18, so you have missed.
See, Mr. Handy. Oh, Mrs. Handy.
Well, is there anything you'd like to do with those rolls?
No, I'm not pushing any of those.
Excellent, no problem. So, so you've just shot wildly into this wide open room and hit nothing.
Well, everyone else is firing a gun. I wanted to fire my gun.
Alexa, shoot better.
The Patectron's shots now, so the robots themselves are now hostile towards anyone outside of the door, and they are taking their shots. So first one is the one that you've all been trying to hit, and you have successfully, but just not killed it yet. And for some reason, it's still focused on the pooch.
Tap. Tap, don't do... Tap.
Do it.
Tap, don't do this, Cap!
We're gonna have PETA on us.
Cap, don't do this to me, Cap!
It takes a shot at the dog.
Oh, we had eyes on us the second Jay killed a baby. No.
I missed that one. I wasn't here for that
James
one.
James killed the baby.
Unfortunately,
I did not commit no baby murder.
Unfortunately for the Patectron, the dog is quite a small and fast-moving target, and it misses. It uses
y'all are going to have to explain the baby thing when we're done with this.
Yeah.
It uses the rest of its turn to move slightly closer towards the doorway.
Now he has nowhere to run.
The second Patectron unit is moving towards the doorway as well, towards the two of you, or not two of you, the rest of you. And it continues shooting at the missed handy robot.
Oh. God. Oh, okay, fine.
Just annoying everyone, is that it?
No, it's fine. Just fine. Anyway, does it hit me? For
does
no
it hit
cool?
you? It... Oh my god, it doesn't. They're very, very close to hitting you. The shot just sort of rings past you and almost singes Billy Bob's hat on the way past as well. Dr. Rast is in the background, cowering in a corner. But no, both Patectron units have missed their shots. What a shame. Next up in the turn order is... the turret. Oh god, okay, right. The turret just shoots towards the doorway, and considering there's three of you in the doorway, I'm going to roll to see who it hits. So, let me roll a quick wee. Alright, so it's Winnegan that's been targeted. The machine gun fires out towards the doorway.
Oh shit. Oh no.
Can Winnie, evade this somehow?
Well, that's just... It's got two successes, so I don't think so.
What if I dive in front of it?
It's been a while since I've had a character die.
Winnegan takes quite a few shots here, and she takes... She takes 6 physical damage plus a stun effect.
I was expecting it to be worse than that, I'm not gonna lie.
Right, I'm going to have to check and see where you were hit, because you're going to have to take a crippling hit from that. Torso, so you've got a bleed effect now on you. So you're going to do additional damage every turn. Plus, let me just check the... I'm pretty sure stun effect just means you don't get a turn in the next one, so let me just check that.
Winnegan is just absolutely torn up at this point, looking like Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese, full holes! Well, could the doctor assist Winnegan?
Doctor might be able to assist Winnegan, you never know.
Okay. That kind of tone makes me want to shoot him now.
Of course it does. That's your suggestion for anything that happens. It's like, oh, shoot you, let's shoot it.
Well, I have to shoot it because my machete attacks are always too long distance.
Yeah, so like I said, your bleed effect is just damage every turn that you'll need to roll for. And the stun effect is that you cannot take any normal actions on your next turn. You can still spend AP to take additional actions like you would anyway. So if you do want to do some actions, you'll need to spend AP for it. But yeah, so you won't be able to make any action on your next turn then, Jay.
All right.
So let me just... I think Dr. Rast is actually next. We are going to see if Dr. Rast can help you out here. So Dr. Rast, seeing this very helpful vault suit wearing individual getting gunned down by a turret, he jumps into action from cowering in the corner. He wanders up behind you and tries to use a stim pack on you. He's going to roll medicine. Oh, and he got a critical success. So his target's 12. He rolled a 3 on one of those, and because it's one of his main skills, he gets a success there. So you're going to get a couple of points back. In fact, you can choose. You want some hit points back, or do you want to just get your bleed effect taken off?
Stop the bleeding. Always stop the bleeding.
Yes, yes, I know. How much health points would I be getting back?
4. You'd be getting 4 hit points back.
All right, bleed then.
All right, excellent. So you're now... He's managed to come over. He spent a stim pack on you, and he's managed to stop you from bleeding. Good old Dr. Rast.
Lovable NPC.
It's the Canadian in me that just wants to shoot things.
Oh yeah, because they're well known for that, aren't they? Right, so Gertrude and Tukin, you're both on 8. Who's going first?
Rock, paper, scissors it.
Go on. You can go first, mate.
Alright. Billy Bob Firewater, like a master gunman that he is, slides on in like in slow-mo, right in front of Snufflepuff, and aims his railway rifle at the nearest Protectron. It's about 10 feet away-ish? I'm trying to think how big the blocks are.
Fairly right, close shot. That should be easy to hit.
Okay.
Watch a mess.
Oh, look at that. Yep, you got a target of 7 there, hit a 6, that's 1 success, and like I said, it's an easy shot, so roll the damage for me there. 6 physical damage with piercing, given the damage resistance of 4, we're going to have it take 3 damage, which I think is enough to actually kill it. Let's have a
which is the same amount of damage that Max Power did, Billy
it
Bob.
Is. That's correct, except Billy Bob has killed it.
Hey, Max Power!
I shot it first.
See that? You see that shit? That's what I thought.
Hey. Grab your little rat and get back to cover.
All right, excellent. So, Billy Bob slides in, gets his railway rifle out, takes a shot, and downs the first Protectron.
Then I grab stuff up and run back through the door.
You cannot. You've already moved in this turn.
That bitch.
All right.
Stay behind me, baby. Stay behind me.
Gertrude, what's your play?
So, seeing there's another Protectron down the hallway, can I physically run that far to hit it with the Pain Train?
I was going to say you can because you have the Pain Train perk. So you can just charge the fucker.
Well, that's what Gertrude's going to do. Gertrude's going to go smash robot now.
So Gertrude, trip. Just super mutant screaming, all that sort of stuff, just starts charging into the room, charging towards the Protectron. And can you put the Pain Train into the chat for us, please?
It's a strength and athletics test.
Excellent. Go for it.
Oh, 13 and a 20.
Now you have had 1 success, but that 20 is a crit fail. So
I'm happy for it not to do damage, considering it technically counts as a movement.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. This is a movement skill. It's not like I'm not going to take any damage off you here and make you trip up over yourself or anything like that. But I'm also not going to take any damage from the Protectron either. You just manage to run up to it, sort of shoulder bash it, but neither of you move from where you are. You just sort of bounce off each other a little bit.
Now, it's a robot, so I have a shock baton still. Can I hit it with a shock baton?
You can hit it with a shock baton, yes.
Oh, Gage will pull out the shock baton, thinking metal on hammer, probably not good enough, but electronics, yeah, let's give it a go. 15 right. And 2, 3
excellent.
Successes.
3 successes, that's brilliant. Roll the damage for me.
Gertrude goes zappy zappy. 7.
Alright, nice. 7 energy damage, that's grand. So with its resistances, it's going to take 4 damage, unfortunately. Which takes it down to half health, that's pretty good. It's not crippled at all, and it's just a bit buzzed and ready to go on its next turn.
I turn around to them, this how do it.
And that's us done for this round. We're back to Winnegan.
What about the dog?
Yeah, Billy Bob, you didn't actually... You didn't mention your dog's action for this round.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Given that it's got the same initiative of you as you, you could do this at any time just now.
Well, hey, Snufflepuff, do you see that asshole over there in the mask? I want you to go pee on his foot. Go pee on it, okay? Think you can do that? Just gonna run off.
Let me just check Snufflepuff's character sheet here, see if we've got a pee on foot option that we can add in there.
Oh, come on. She's been holding it in. It's been a rough day.
A rough day?
Rough day.
Right, I'm going to do a body versus other 2d20 roll. Snufflepuff, that is a success. Yes.
Oh, God. Snufflepuff, he's...
To pee on the foot of Mark's power, Snufflepuff had a target of 6 and rolled 1d6. So Snufflepuff wanders back into the doorway, positions herself on top of Mark's power's foot, and relieves herself.
Fucking
that's my girl!
I'll get you back.
That's my girl!
Guess
fuck
who I'm
you,
gonna
Max!
Leave.
Fuck you!
Guess who I'm going to use my laser pistol on?
Ooh.
I think you've already had a pistol used on you.
That's bad, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Wenigan, what are you doing?
Guess I'm taking a shot at the boy. I won't intrude on Gertrude's fight, actually. That would be rude. I'm going to walk up a little bit and shoot the turret.
Alright, excellent. So I'll allow you to get to around about a third of the way into the atrium with your movement.
Can I stand so that the big robot dude is at least in between me and the turret? Because I know I'm asking for a beating.
Not a problem. Yeah, so you sort of position yourself to the right and behind Gertrude and the robot that Gertrude's currently fighting. You aim past them towards the turret with your laser musket. And if you want to roll the shot...
Yep. That's a nat 20.
That is a nat 20, but it's also a success, so I'm saying that you've definitely hit. But I'm going to say that you might have hit wide on this one. Now, can you roll just 1d3 for me?
Fuck.
Because we're going to put it down to luck as to what you actually hit. Alright, you've rolled a 3, so actually you have hit the turret, despite that critical failure. There was a chance that you would have hit Gertrude there, that would have been if you rolled a 1. But you managed to hit the turret. Roll the damage for me.
Sure thing.
That is an unimpressive shot. You've managed to do 2 points of damage to it.
That is the minimum damage I am capable of doing.
The absolute minimum damage you're capable of doing, yeah. And let's have a look and see what kind of resistance the guard turret has got. It does have some energy resistance. It's got 1 point of energy resistance, so you only do 1 point of damage to this turret.
I did say earlier that was the only good roll I was going to get this entire time. And I was not wrong.
Alright, excellent. You've done a point of damage to the turret. And it is Max Power's turn again.
Shaking this piss off of my foot, thinking about what I'm going to do. I'm going to switch out from my hunting rifle to my laser pistol.
Alright, so he switches to his laser pistol. Is there something you'd like to do with that laser pistol?
Yeah, this dog's toast.
Alright, you're going to shoot Snufflepuff.
That's 2 successes.
Pretty close range, so there's... Yeah, I mean, you got 2 successes anyway. That's a good shot. You've got a target of 6. You've rolled 2 3s, 2 successes. So roll damage for me, please.
Gladly.
This is not going to go well.
Alright, you only do 1 point of damage to the dog. Yeah, so dog's down to 6 HP.
This was not a smart idea, Max. Not a smart idea.
You basically just singed its tail. You didn't do much damage at all to it.
The next time you order that dog to do something to me, you better think twice about that, Billy Bob. Got it?
It peed on your foot. You have waterproof boots. It peed on your foot, and you shot it. Who's the real asshole?
Did it
Meanwhile, there is a gun turret shooting at everybody.
Oh, is it gun turret again?
That's not important at the moment, Cap. We gotta figure out what's important. Killing max power.
I'm gonna have to do some proper plan. PvP in this round, aren't I?
is this the first PvP we had?
I think it's the first one we've had, no.
I thought you said third.
No, Max and I have tried to shoot each other before.
That's how we first, you know, when he was coming on to win again, I just put a stop to that.
Cool.
The gun turret Cartman, you both have the same initiative, and you guys are next. So I'm going to let you go first, Cartman.
Yeah, so I want to move. I'm going to move behind the Winnigan.
All right.
Because I don't want to get shot by the gun turret again.
It's like a conga line. We're all hiding behind Gertrude in the rope.
Got a shield.
I like how you say that, and Winnigan's the only other person that has been shot by the gun turret so far.
Yeah, how dare you? A little conga line.
Now, what would you like to do from there?
Can I give encouragement to Gertrude and say, smash him in the face?
And you can give encouragement to him, and if you remember that you're a medical unit, you can also give her healing if you want.
Has Gertrude taken any damage?
Well, Gertrude has a small scratch on the foot, but not much. 16 out of 19, basically.
Mm. That's not very much point. Might as well say Stimpak. Well, actually, would Stimpak work on Super Mutant? Or is it toxic radiation you need?
No, the Stimpak would work on the Super Mutant as well.
Oh.
Just get out two little cheerleader pom-poms and start going nuts.
Alright, so you just want to hide behind Winnigan.
That's it.
End your turn.
That's it.
Useless fucking robot.
Absolutely brilliant. What an excellent use of your time there. Alright, the machine
thinking
gun
he's
going
to have to do something with this robot.
I nearly died, goddammit.
And so did Winnie, but did you die?
Machine gun turret is just keep on firing. And more successes from this turret is much better than the Protectron units. I don't know why they don't just fill the place with turrets. It is success everywhere here. And it's doing a fucking ton of damage. Look at that.
Was that a critical?
6 physical damage. Another stun effect in there as well. Unfortunately, this one hits Gertrude.
Damage.
Hurts Gertrude in the torso. Now, you have some damage resistance there, don't you?
I have 1 physical resistance.
Excellent. That actually helps because you are stunned. You won't be able to do an action on your next turn. However, you also don't have to worry about the bleed effect either, so you won't be crippled by that or crit.
Nice.
So, just 5 points of damage for you.
Yeah. Done. Uh-oh. Not good.
That's unfortunate because I think it's your turn next.
Billy.
Alrighty, let's fuck shit up. I'm gonna shoot the next protect. Actually, you know what? Distance wise, am I able to get the sentry gun?
Yes, you are. It's going to be more difficult than normal, so you would need 2 successes to get it from there.
Okay, can I?
If you want to move into the middle of the room, I'll allow that. From distance wise, because you're already inside the room. So I would say that you could probably move to the middle of the atrium and take your shot if you wanted to, and that would reduce the successes needed to 1.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely move to the middle.
Alright, so you run past Gertrude and her robot compatriot, her robot enemy that she's fighting. And you aim directly at the turret that's currently shooting you from the stairway. Give me the shot.
Okay. Okay, there we go. Oh, it's 1 success.
Ah, excellent.
Because I'm closer, do I just still need 2?
No, you're fine. You're fine from there. That was a very close success, but you got it. So you have hit. Roll the damage for me.
Oh, that is some
good damage there. And nice. this one doesn't have the physical damage resistance that the other robots have. So you're actually going to do full 7 points of damage to it, plus your piercing effect. So unfortunately, that's not enough to kill it. So you've done a lot of damage to it, but it is still whirring up and ready to go.
Hell yeah!
Excellent shot. We've got... Well, Gertrude can't move unless you want to spend some AP. But the dog?
I mean, we have a lot of AP.
You get 6 points of AP between the lot of you.
Might as well.
Yeah, I mean, how much do I need to use to smash this thing in the head?
The AP is... So, you get one dice for one AP... And two dice for 3 AP.
Then. 3 dice, am I right with that?
Well, unless you just want to roll the 1d20 for your shot. Like, do you think you'd be able to get a success with one roll? Because you only need one success to hit this.
Can do, can give it a try.
Go for it.
Alright, spend one AP, roll a d20. 11.
Alright, what's your target for a frying pan hit?
Stun gun.
That's oh, sorry, gun. The shock baton hit.
Target of 15.
Target of 15, you hit an 11, so you've hit it. Excellent, so you spent 1 AP, you've managed to hit. Roll the damage.
8!
8 energy damage.
Energy damage.
Oh, I don't think it's surviving this, even with its resistances. Let's have a look. So it takes 5 points of damage, it's only got 4 HP left. Brilliant. So you have stunned this Protectron into submission. It fries its units, its wirings, and it crumples to the floor.
Bow down to Gertrude.
Alright, I believe it's the dog's turn.
Alrighty. Alright. So
wake up, dude. Come on.
I'm here.
How does the dog feel about getting his tail singed by max power?
Think about what you do, Billy Bob. As I'm swinging my laser pistol back and forth at it.
Snufflepuff has a mind of his own, alright? Her own. Has a mind of her own. What she does has nothing to do with me. So if you pissed her off enough to shoot her tail, she's gonna bite the shit out of the foot. The other foot that she did not piss on.
So we're just baiting max power now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Fair enough, let's roll that.
I got to bite Snufflepuff.
Have you got it, or do you want me to do it?
Is it the melee, I think, right? Or no?
Wait, yeah, there should be a bite.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, here it is, here.
That's a crit success.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Well, crit success doesn't change the damage that's done, so what is the damage? There's 3 plus the vicious effect. So...
He's vicious, damn it! Vicious!
So you take 4 points of damage into your leg. You actually, it does more damage to you than you did to it with a gun.
Max Power is not amused.
You probably shouldn't have shot her! She's pretty pissed now!
Alright, and I think that's the end of this round.
That it be.
Brilliant. So, this machine gun turret is warming up for another salvo, but... Winnegan, you get to take a turn first.
This one didn't have physical resistance, right? It only had energy resistance.
It has a little bit of both, but not as much as the Protectrons.
Ah, okay. Never mind then. Does anyone manage to get a hit on it yet?
Billy Bob just managed to take quite a bit of health off of it.
Alright, then I'll just go for a regular shot with a laser musket.
Regular shot with a laser musket. Roll the damage. Roll the shot first. Yeah, you're
that's
in range. There's nothing in between you. That's definitely a hit, so roll the damage for me.
God damn it, again.
2 points, so... You do 1 point of damage, energy damage to it. Which, hey, every little helps. But you haven't killed it. You sort of just singed one of the turrets. Anything else you'd like to do before you...
No, I think that's all I need to do.
Brilliant, excellent. I think that we still got one more person before. Yes, so Josh and Cartman, you get a turn before the gun lets off its next rounds. So what are you doing? Josh first.
Well, considering that this dog is attacking me and I took 4 points of damage, can I pick the dog up and do something to it?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to be more specific than that. Do something.
Well, I just want to know if I could pick the dog up first.
Sure. I mean, you can try. You tell me what you're doing. And
does Snufflepuff get an opportunity attack?
I put my laser pistol away. I sling my hunting rifle over my back. And I want to pick the dog up and put my machete to the dog's throat.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa, hold on. Back up. Hold on. Let's freeze a second. All right.
Do you think the dog's gonna understand that that's a friend?
Okay, so wait, are you looking to kill it, dog, or are you looking to restrain it?
To restrain it, to, you know, at least see if Billy Bob will call off the attacks.
Okay, so I think this is going to be a contested role between you and the dog. It's definitely going to have to be strength because you want to behold the dog. But what are we doing after this? Probably unarmed. Yeah. Give me an unarmed roll in order to restrain this dog.
One success.
Alright, one success. Now, Snufflepuff.
Do you want me to do a cap or you got it?
I'm going to do a melee roll for Snufflepuff under body. Oh, zero successes for Snufflepuff. Unfortunately, it looks like Max has successfully restrained the doggo. And is currently threatening it with a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a spoon.
Okay, so no, metagaming here a little bit aside. Josh, what are you aiming to accomplish threatening the dog with the machete? Just like goes what they said a second ago, you know it doesn't really know that's a threat, right? It's a dog.
I know, but at least to you it's a threat, and I'm going to see if you'll call it off. That was my endgame. I'm not going to kill it.
We'll see.
You did shoot. So, I mean,
I shot at it. Let's.
Because you missed. I mean,
turret.
Josh could have helped by making sure that nobody else gets shot by this turret, but he chose to restrain a dog instead. And it's now Cartman's turn.
Cool. I'm going to duck and weave. I'm going to go into the side about.
Could I have like a description at what a nurse handy doing a duck and weave looks like?
Oh yeah, so it's quite majestic, you see, because I don't have legs, I have just a motor, so I literally just put my tentacles up in the air and just literally just, you know, scoot left and right. Think like Zoidberg in Futurama.
I was thinking more Squidward dancing.
Yeah, it works.
That was actually more descriptive than I was expecting from you, but so well done there. Alright, so you've took cover at the doorway to the kitchen.
Oh, can I fire my gun as well, or is that all my move?
Yeah, you can fire. Yep, so you've done your move. Take your shot.
Awesome.
And success, you've managed to hit the turret from where you are.
And everybody rejoices.
Your target was a 10, you managed to roll a 5 on one of your dice there, so that's one success. And it's an easy shot, so roll the damage.
Huh.
Right, you see, your laser does 4 points of damage. Does 4 damage dice worth of. There you go. All right, that's, so you do 3 points in damage. It's got resistance for 1, so you only do 2. It's only got 2 hit points left, so you actually managed to kill it.
Boom.
So, Cartman, success. You have destroyed the gun turret at the stairs to the overseer's office, clearing the room of hostiles.
That's great. I'm going to duck and weave in the Squidward way and go, I am victorious. I am the winner.
Fucking tin can more useful than a bloody ghosty man.
Alright, so your combat encounter is over. You're now in the atrium. You're safe. And you get a chance to look around. So yeah, I can just describe the sort of area for you, like, you know, other than what I've said already. The place is a mess. There's like really, really long dead bodies all over the place, like skeletons in vault suits. There's tables, chairs all just thrown everywhere. There's barricades up as if people were having a fight. And these robots are now all just broken down. And what do you do now?
Can I look for any replacement parts in the robots?
Yes, you can. You'll loot the robots. You find two robot repair kits.
Great. Can I give them to Winnegan, please? Because she's the only person who can fix me.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Winnegan, if you want to add an extra two robot repair kits into your inventory.
Yeah. I don't know why, but my character has a strange mistrust to the other strange man who can fix robots.
Wonder why.
Can I have a rummage around the corpses quickly?
So that's two more repair kits.
Yeah, rummaging around the corpses doesn't come up with anything interesting for you, unfortunately, because of how long they've been dead for. It's basically just bone dust, and the pit boys they're wearing are all broken down. There's no parts that are usable in them. They're all just busted up. It's a pretty sad sight.
Is there any sign of like recent life in here, like footprints in the dust to show where the girl might be?
Good question. There is a very clear, very recent blood trail, and where it goes is from the entrance. It goes up to the middle of the room and to the left, going towards the main large doors on the left-hand side of the atrium. Now, there's a few different exits to this atrium. The first one is that one that I was describing there. So there's an exit to the left. There are three rooms to the top. So there's a corridor going from the top right-hand side of the atrium. You don't know where to yet. But from your Pip-Boy blueprints, it appears to be going towards an excavation. There are some stairs leading up to the Overseer's office. Directly ahead of you. And there's also the doorway to the kitchen, the sort of top right. There's another corridor to the right, which appears to lead to the quarters. And there's a corridor to the bottom, which leads to maintenance tunnels. The blood trail that you found goes to the left. You're on the atrium and you can decide what to do next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.